Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Matthew 7 Vibrating and Thrusting Rotation Handheld Male Masturbator from Best Vibe. So this is a little number, and it's essentially like a spinning robot pussy. It's actually really cheap. This is probably the cheapest, best spinning robot pussy I've ever seen, and it's really compact. So there's a lot going on here. And also, I want to point out this is from Cupsland, and this is a really good brand. So it's right up there with Leighton. Whenever I review a Cupsland product, I'm usually very impressed, and today is no exception. But these guys are very cheap compared to Leighton. Like with Leighton toys, they're really good, but you're going to be spending a couple $100. With Cupsland, they tend to be on the cheaper side, but still impressive. Let me show you the toy. So as you can see, it's pretty small. It fits in the palm of your hand. It's got two caps. They both come off. So this one comes off, it has like a little nub. This one comes off a little easier. This may be hard with the gloves on, but okay, it did come off. And this one, it doesn't look like it comes off, but it also comes off, but this one's more of a pain in the butt to come off. All right, as you can see, this part comes off, but this one's kind of harder to take off. It's kind of easier to push it out from the other side. I don't know why they made it that way. It would have been nicer if both ends came off easier. But anyway, as you can see, this goes all the way through. It has this weird... This thing lights up when you're charging it, but I don't know why they went with this giant this. Why they didn't use something smaller. Now the charger, it uses a magnetic charger, and it charges right here. And let me show you what I'm talking about. So that it sticks to the magnet. And then when it's charging, like you can see into this plastic housing and there's a light. It turns, it's red when it needs to charge and it's white when it's fully charged. So this is fully charged, but I'm not sure why the light's so big. I don't know. Anyway, all right. So this thing does two things. There's only two buttons. There's power and the power button also controls the speed of the spin. And then the second one controls the vibrations. And yes, it's a spinning and vibrating robot pussy. Now, how does it vibrate if it spins? You know, you might be asking. So if you take the insert out, there is a bullet vibrator built into the insert, but it still spins with the wire. Like somehow they have it to where, despite it spinning, the wire doesn't disconnect. It spins with it. Now, this is kind of a pain in the ass to take in and out, obviously, but the good news is because this goes all the way through, you don't have to worry about that. So normally with a toy with a bullet vibrator, you have to kind of take the bullet vibrator out in order to get it, the insert out so you can go wash it. Once the insert's in, because the insert goes all the way through, cleaning it is super easy. You can literally just run water down it and it will just rinse completely out. You don't even have to take the insert out. Now the insert isn't stuck in there. The inner chamber just spins and it's flat and smooth, and it uses the kind of the natural stickiness of the TP insert to stick to the inner chamber. So anyway, let me show you how it works. You just hold down the power button. All right. So you can see it spinning. You can even see the bolt vibrator spinning. So it's got three speeds. That's medium, and there's high. So this is all you really need. You know, you can hold it by the little rubber part and just go up and down your stuff. And you got a nice little spinning robot pussy. And because it's open on both sides, no matter how long you are, this can go all the way up and down, you know? So, which is pretty cool. Now, because this isn't closed, you're gonna have to aim your dick somewhere when you're about to come. But you can put the cap, you can leave this cap on it, and then, well, you can leave the cap on this end, rather. You can leave the cap on one end. Oh, look at it go. So it's going. All right, so you can leave the cap on one end and then it'll catch your cum. That's pretty cool. That's almost mesmerizing. All right, anyway. All right, so you can put the cap on one end and then cum in it, and then it'll make it easier to clean. Anyway, so that's the spinning, right? Then you can add the vibration with the second button. So the vibration has three speeds and seven modes, you know, the patterns. Now you can't really see it. Can you? I don't think you can see it. Well, so the vibrations, you're just gonna take my word for it. It is vibrating. The vibrator is working. That's about all this toy does. It spins and it vibrates, and you can go up and down your shaft with it, and you can leave the cap on if you want to come in it, and then rinse it out after you're done. So it's actually really cool. And that's all it does. So now, I do want to point out something out. This does jam. So what I mean by, now you may think like, wait a minute, how can it jam? There's no back. Yes, but if you go balls deep, because the base of your, this whole area is going to be rubbing the base of your penis, this will jam it. Here, I'll show you. So I'm going to stick my fingers in it just to jam it. All right, I can feel it beeping. I can feel it vibrating. It's vibrating, but the spinning has stopped. But notice it's still trying to spin. It's struggling against my fingers. Once I pull my fingers out, it'll go back to spinning. So, oh my goodness. So it's got some power to it, but my point is you can jam it. I actually got the insert like off, oh, there it goes again. It's going wild. Anyway, all right, let's turn this off. All right, anyway, okay, so that's about all the toy does. So it does, like I said, it does jam if you go all the way down to the base of your penis, because the end of the insert is going to be rubbing the entire surface area of the base of your dick, and that will cause it to jam. Or if you're too girthy, you might overload the motor, which is a little bit of a downside because it's open on both ends. This would be the perfect toy for a guy who's pretty long and pretty girthy, who normally doesn't fit in toys, because this can accommodate basically any size. But the motor's just not strong enough to handle girthier guys. So if you're long and girthy and you're looking for a toy for you, this might seem like the perfect toy, but the motor's a little weak. Now, aside from the weak-ish motor, this toy is great. I felt that it felt really good. The spinning felt, I mean, not quite on par of like a Revy spinning robot pussy, but the Revy is like several hundred dollars. This is under $50. That's the thing. For the price point, as a spinning robot pussy that also vibrates somehow, this is amazing. The motor could be better. And now, if this toy was just open on both sides and that was it, I would call that a negative. But these caps snap into place, right? So if you can come in this toy, you can use a toy like this, just leave the cap on and then come in the toy and then rinse it out. And you just take the cap off to rinse it out. So the fact that it's open-ended, it's optional. You don't have to open up both ends. Use the toy with one of the caps on, and it basically becomes a closed toy, thus eliminating my would-be complaint. Because normally I don't like open toys, because you're going to come, and that cum's going to go somewhere. If the toy is open, you're going to have to catch your cum in something, or you're going to have to pull out at the last minute. And that's annoying. You don't want to have to pull out at the last minute. You want to enjoy the toy, which means you want to cum in it. So having the cap, that actually solves that problem. It's fine to hold. It's got this rubber grip over here, so you hold it like this. This is fine, and it's small, and it goes. Honestly, it's great. Like, it's not too big. It's not too heavy. It spins well. It has vibrations, and it's under $50 for a $50. Now it's $58.99, but I have a 20% off coupon code, so you add the 20% off, and it's under $50. So for a spinning, vibrating robot pussy toy for under $50, I can't think of anything wrong with this toy. The motor could be better. The motor could be more powerful, so it doesn't jam as easily. But for under $50, I can't complain. If this was like $150 or $200 and it had a weakish motor, I'd be complaining. But for under $50 with a weakish motor, it's fine. And I only noticed the motor was a little weak when I tried to basically go all the way down to the base of my penis. But as soon as I pulled it up, it spun again. It's only when it was basically pushed against my body that the motor got overloaded. However, again, if you're a little bit thicker, a little bit girthier, this may you may overload the toy and it may not spin if you're super girthy. I'm not super girthy. It worked for me until I tried to go all the way down to the base of my penis. And then as soon as I kind of like let up a little bit, it spun again. So just be aware that the motor's a little on the weak side, just a little bit. Most of you probably won't even notice it. but you might notice it. It's a little on the weak side if you're a little bit girthy or if you try to go all the way down to the base of your penis. That's the only time you'll notice the weakish motor. For under $50, I can't complain. This is a great design, by the way, because it has an optional open face. You can leave the cap on or you can take the cap off and have it go all the way through. I love that. The insert felt good. Super easy to clean. Again, you just take the caps off and rinse it. Super easy to clean. I don't have any complaints. Anyway, thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, 20% off. It's good for the whole site. So it's not just 20% off this toy. It's 20% off any toy in Best Five, or you know, you could order multiple toys and you get 20% off your whole order. So thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.